This is Wade Rasky with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Federal judge has thrown out the Louisiana legislature's latest attempt to bar strippers 18 to 20 years of age from such work, saying what they could wear or not wear while dancing was too vague. For the fifth straight year, Singapore is the most expensive city in the world, according to an annual survey by The Economist magazine. According to the Department of Education, during a 2013-2014 school year, more than 110,000 American students, disproportionately black, were subjected to corporal punishment. TV News is currently a less trusted institution than banks, the medical system, and the criminal justice system, according to Gallup polls. Google has launched Dataset Search to provide a tool that will allow you to access databases stored online in repository sites, such as Figshare and on university and governmental web pages. A federal court has ruled that a Montana insurer is entitled to federal compensation for subsidy payments under the Affordable Care Act that President Trump abruptly ended last year. The ruling could reverberate through the insurance market, cost the government hundreds of millions of dollars. Three out of every four students in grade 9 to 12 fail to sleep the minimum of 8 hours that the Academy of Sleep Medicine recommends for their age group. 58% of all waterways that provide drinking water to the continental U.S. are temporary or headwater streams, which support more than one-third of the U.S. population. Yet, the EPA intends to rescind legal protection of such waterways under the Trump administration. An analysis of data from Google Street View in New Orleans finds that there has been a 218% increase in people's activity in the streets from 2007 to 2016. Use of bicycles in the same period has increased by 500%. Pew Research has found that 95% of children aged 13 to 17 now have access to a smartphone, up from 38% in 2012 and 73% in 2015. The CDC says 43% of high school students are playing computer or video games more than 3 hours per night on an average school night. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.